Great. I'm almost ready. You're asking what's in the bag? Well, Mother's Day, right? Thank you very much. How many mothers are present today? Show of hands. Wow. How many ladies here are not mothers but hope to be mothers? Hands? Yes, yes, yes. I know there are a few others earlier. How many here have mothers but at a distance? In other words, not in this building. Okay, and a number. How many have mothers who are gone? Okay. My desire is that as we consider God's word, today would be your best Mother's Day. That God would be glorified, that all of our mothers would be honored, and that we would be nourished spiritually. Before we go to the central text, I want to read some familiar words and urge you to reflect in prayer with thankfulness for a number of the blessings you've received from your mother. Even if your mother's here, your mother. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. And we know from James that all good and perfect gifts come from the Father of heavenly lights. And he uses the instrumentality of the most godly, gracious mothers and the whole spectrum down to mothers that are against God and ungodly. In spite of that, as image bearers, there are many blessings that have flown to all of us. Go back to the beginning of Scripture, and we know that Adam named his wife Eve. Why? Because she would become the mother of all living. We have two mothers. By ordinary generation through the generations of mankind, your immediate mother was the one that God worked through and in to choose life, to nurture, to strengthen you through the 9 months. In the fullness of time, you were born on your birthday. And no matter where your mom is in the spectrum of things, you could spend an hour later today and list at least 100 good things that God has brought through your mother. Now that's by way of introduction. The source of our human life, man born of woman, Eve, the mother of all the living, right down to your mother bringing you forth. Procreation, natural generation, knit in the womb, and Eve, the mother of all the living, Genesis 3:20. This is going to be a very interesting few minutes for me. 2 weeks ago, April 29th, after worship in this area, I turned on the ignition in the Mitsubishi Eclipse, and I drove to pick up my sister, Carolyn. She had flown in from Newfoundland and went to a seminar, but I picked her up, and we then moved toward Lake Huron, Kincardine on Lake Huron, for a planned visit with our 91-year-old mother. And yes, she had sustained a massive stroke 3 years ago, and the medical community would say it was a miracle that she survived that and recovered to a walker and did pretty well, although the left foot was dragging, but she had done really well. There was a recent mini stroke that put her in hospital, and they evaluated and stabilized things and thought, well, back to long-term care. They can do as much there as in the hospital. Carolyn and I were in the Mitsubishi. Now, Carolyn had a gift for Mom, kind of an early Mother's Day gift. As many of you know, Lynn and I have had 15 years wonderful ministry in the Slavic world, and I recently retired at the end of year end last year. And I thought, well, I'm going to make 4 dishes from the Slavic world and take them as a treat to Mom. I hadn't seen her for a number of months, although on the phone every other. So I had 2 salati, 2 salads, grechka, kind of buckwheat, and svitinik, which is like a baked chicken with, you're getting hungry, with inside cheese, right? And I had these in my little container in the car, and so we're driving. The phone rang. No, not my phone. I was driving. Carolyn's phone rang. And Carolyn looked at her phone, and she has call display. Shirley Harris. That's Mom. Shirley Harris. So if you met Carolyn, you find that she's a little more exuberant, excitable than I am. I'm kind of laid back. But Mom, how you doing? You know, we're just 40 minutes away. We're just south of Kincardine. It'd be great to see you. And she was just beside herself. And all of a sudden, Carolyn turned to me and said, pull over. Okay, pull over. Amber was on the phone from Mom's room in 101 long-term care. And Amber said, your mom is gone. 40 minutes away. 40 minutes away. Mom had just finished a turkey dinner. She loved food and was in the dining room with everybody else. And they had moved her to another table closer to the serving station so the PSWs could keep a watch on her. And the lady that took her seat was Barb. And Barb was joking with Mom. Shirley, I've taken your seat, but when you're ready to come back, just let me know and you can have it back. And my mom, Shirley, said, I'm coming back soon. So apparently, from the testimony of 3 or 4 people, she was joking around, talking with people, being wonderful as usual, finished her turkey main course, PSW came to offer, you know, either this dessert or that dessert, Shirley tried to wake her up. And the words from Amber, three words, she was gone. She was gone between turkey and dessert. Now, I've worked with people for over 30 years, and we've had deaths in the family, but this is really unique. Carolyn and I are there, Carolyn's tears, I think I had tears, and she made some calls, I called Linda. And earlier that morning, Linda told me she woke up three times with the worship song. He gives and he takes away, blessed be the name. And so Carolyn and I found ourselves thanking God for the days he granted Mom, and we used that text in terms of worshiping and blessing the name of God, even though there were tears. I couldn't believe it. A shock came to mind. Shock, like, how can 40 minutes, right? And thanks to Mom, I was able to acquire that black Eclipse Mitsubishi. She never saw it. She was gone. Now, many of you here have experienced that. All of you will experience something like that, and your loved ones will receive a call, something like that. I want us to focus on Job 14, 1 and 2. Man, born of woman, is of few days and full of trouble. He springs up like the flower and withers away. Like a fleeting shadow, he does not endure. Job 14, 1 and 2. I know. Ron, Mr. Speaker, come on, Mother's Day. Beautiful outside, we're all dressed up. There's flowers, nature's bursting. This is a real downer text. Like, get out of Job and go to some Thanksgiving passage, right? Please think with me, hang in there, because from every scripture oozes the gospel if we rightly understand it. Eve, the mother of all living, was named after the fall, after God promised the seed of the woman that would crush the serpent's head, the beginning, the kernel, the very first time the gospel was announced, the seed of the woman. There's one born of a woman, one in the fullness of time, who would be under law to redeem those under Jesus. It was great coming in this morning. The names of Jesus through every book in the Bible. What a wonderful encouragement for me to sit down and just be ready to talk about Jesus. Now this text, of course, is Job's suffering and the limitations of earthly life, the curse, the bad news. It's bad. But there's one Redeemer that Job knew, and I know my Redeemer lives. And I know that on the last day, in my flesh, I will see him. Jesus, I am the resurrection and the life. Even though he die, yet if a man believe, he will live. There's good news. But how to have the greatest Mother's Day, May 13th, 2018. Realize our source state, the futility as a motivator for living wisely with Jesus. What's the message God has for you from Job on Mother's Day? First, A brief review, the source of man is earthly life, woman, procreation, natural generation, your mother, but through Eve and all future mothers knit in the womb, Eve is the mother of all the living. The state notices. A man born of woman is of few days. Now, the idea is cut short. Cut short, even Jesus says, in the time of great persecution, if God did not, in mercy, cut short the days, the elect wouldn't be saved. There is a mercy, there is something good about cutting short days full of sorrow. But focus now on the cutting short. Now you'll say, but Ron, Shirley was 91, correct? And in her 92nd year, few days. Think about the cemetery record, Genesis 5. Who do we have? Well, Adam, who was how old when he died? 930. Noah, 950. Jared, 962. Methuselah, 969. When Abraham died, he was an old man full, now in my Bible it adds full of years. It just says full. Now, turkey dinner, whatever, you're full. You don't want anymore. Abraham, full. Now, when you look back Genesis 5 and you compare 91 years, few days. Compare to those in white robes because of trust in Christ, eternally worshiping. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. So, the cemetery record, the saints, few days. I was reading a devotional fairly recently about time, redeeming the time, time on earth. You know, 2 Peter 3:8, that with the Lord, 1,000 days is like a day, and a day is like 1,000 years, right? Mom, by that holy arithmetic, was 2 hours old. And my sister, 5 years younger than myself, we were discussing and planning the celebration of life, which was a week ago yesterday, on the shores of Kincardine, Lake Huron. Carolyn said, well, you know, don't tell anybody, but she's 61, right? And Carolyn is saying, well, hold it. First 30 years, second 30 years, Mom, roughly 90. So one, two. My second 30 years was a blur. Now, I quoted her. It was a blur, right? Our condition, because of the curse, which Jesus came to redeem, renew, solidify eternal pleasures. But the reality is what? Yep, born of a woman. State of man, fragility, transitoriness, weak, let me keep going, feeble, fleeting, corruptible, decaying, outer man, wasting away, you know. Few days. And notice this, not full of eternal pleasures, full of trouble. Now, if you knew Mom and talked with the nursing staff and the pile of people that communicated to us, you would get words like this. She was cheery, gracious, always smiling, positive, no complaining. Now, Carolyn, when she shared on the Celebration of Life Day, said, I remember Mom saying as a refrain, I've got so much to be thankful for, and if you can't say something good about someone, don't say anything at all. So that gives you a little glimpse of mom, of Shirley. Full of trouble. By God's grace, she was enabled to rejoice in whatever suffering and trouble was there. But on the inner circle, now let's get quiet here. It's the whispering time. It's the call on the phone when things are, right? After the massive stroke 3 years ago, trouble walking, dragging, getting stuck, and it's this left leg of mine, right? And there would be 1% little eking out, well, Ron, I've been better. I remember, I'm hanging in there. I'm not as good as before. And near the end of her life, it's hard. It's hard. One of the staff, maybe a registered nurse, used the word prisoner. And it was in the sense of mom needing the swing arrangement to get in and out of bed, just in the last week or so, right? With the limitations. And brothers and sisters, especially the older brothers and sisters like me, you've walked through this and you know the difficulties of limitation. As God weans us from things below and readies us for transplanting in a higher garden. But mom said, you know, prisoner. Barb visited us day plus one. Day plus one is not the 29th. It's after mom was gone, between turkey and dessert, gone. Day plus one is when we're packing up her room. 2 days to do it. Barb wheeled in. And Barb, your mom was great, really appreciated friendship. And she's the one that shared about the dining room discussion and joking around. And she said that mom placed her left arm, grasped Barb's, and leaned over and was wanting to say something. And didn't really say too much, but Barb had to help with the hand and the arm because Barb said it was dead weight, her words, dead weight. So mom, yeah, the outer person wastes away and a miraculous recovery 3 years ago and a fairly rapid decline the last little while, but she died peacefully. Now, brothers and sisters, I believe from Scripture, a godly person's greatest trouble is inward and relational, more than the physical. More than the physical. So there were points where mom struggled over rupture in relationships. And you know my work in terms of biblical counseling. I spoke to mom, I made an appointment, we had a discussion, I left her with some directions that I believe would help promote God's restoring process and relationships. There was a season of falling out with my brother, and he okayed me sharing this on our Saturday worship time a week ago. He wanted me to mediate. The point is this. Man is born of woman, few days, and full of trouble. Full of trouble. Again, the godly person will understand the greatest trouble being inward. Yes, Paul talked about troubles from without, fears from within. We know we're to guard our heart above all things, and we're to be against sin where it is closest. What did I just say? We're to be promoting God's work against sin where it is closest. Question, where is sin closest to you, to me? Well, from within, out of men's hearts come, right? So it's inward, and that should distress us more than anything. Now, God helps us to see what is so clear. As I was thinking about this, I'm thinking, I know this, you know this, that life is fleeting. We can't guarantee making it 40 minutes to unpack a Slavic meal for someone. There's no guarantee, right? We know this, but look at what God says. Man born of woman, few days full of trouble, he springs up like the flower and withers away. Or King James, cut down. When I left on the 29th, two Sundays ago, and I came back, everything was green. Somehow, the birds sounded differently. The flowers, Mom loved birds and flowers. The flowers looked differently. She loved music. We went into her room. We got there an hour after she was gone. I remember looking at Mom, warm forehead, kiss. I thought, she's not here. My sister, Shell. The Bible talks about the tabernacle of the physical body, that if we set aside the temple or home of our flesh, we have one reserved, and it'll be transformed into an eternal home, body, casing. But that was just Shell. So, Mom, she wasn't there in room 101. Shell, to be absent from the Lord, to be absent from the body is present with the Lord. If you go to the condo, there's only one condo in Kincardine. It's right by the marina, by the pier. Push the button, third floor, go to room 101. Mom and Dad lived there for 20 some odd years. Not there. If you go to Malcolm Place for independent living, a little downsizing here, condo to independent living, and you go to room 306, somebody else is there. We cleaned out room 101 in Trillium Court, long-term care, and we went back to thank people after the worship service Saturday. And there was another getting to know you, 8.5 by 11, outside of room 101. We actually went in there. The replacement lady was in a wheelchair, not sleeping. We didn't wake her up. Not there. We're packing up, and I found this beautiful gift that Linda and I had given to Mom, one of a number that represented our 15 years ministry. There's a painted St. Michael's Cathedral with a war monument, and it's like a jewelry box. And I opened the drawer because we're cleaning out the whole room, 2 days, and it painted, and then somebody else will make it their temporary home. And I remember my immediate reaction. Now, this isn't calculated theology. This is what I did. I turned to my sister. And I said, I'd rather have my mom than this box. Where did that come from? Well, it's true. Mom's not. I'd rather have my mom than this box. Gone. Psalm 103. As for man, his days are like grass. How do you think I experienced mowing the lawn for the first time yesterday? Poof, green within 2 weeks. Man, like grass. The Bible uses the phrase mown down, cut, right? As for man, his days are like grass, flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it and it's gone. Its place remembers it no more. 306, 101, gone. As if surely never existed on earth. Now, we know that's speaking of the outer person, the outer casing, the temporary tent for our pilgrimage. Why did I call her phone number a few days ago? I just thought, well, it'd be interesting. "I'm sorry, the number you have called is no longer in service," texted Carolyn. "Try calling Mom's number." Well, you get the point. It's obvious, brothers and sisters, older people, young, it's obvious, we know that. But on this day, I believe, God wants you to see the frailty, futility of life. Why? Why? So we can have the worst? No. Listen to this. "But our citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so they will be like his glorious body." Wisdom. Wisdom. "Teach us to number our days aright that we may gain a heart of wisdom." Message? Gain a heart of wisdom. How? You need to know the futility and undependability of earthly life. Another psalm. "Show me, O Lord, my life's end." Notice that. "Show me, O Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting is my life." Few days, full of trouble. Fleeting. Faith in the one born of a woman in the fullness of time, born under law to redeem those under law that we may have the rights and privileges of sons and daughters. Galatians 4, 4 and 5. Okay, so teach me wisdom. That's all encompassing. Few applications and then I'll conclude. How would you answer this question? Are you more sure to open your eyes after you breathe your last with Jesus in heaven than you are getting out of your bed tomorrow morning? Say it again. Are you more certain after you breathe your last you're going to open your eyes with Jesus in heaven? Are you more certain of that than you are rising from your earthly bed tomorrow morning? If you're not sure, you need to be sure. 2 years ago, the three of us, brother, sister, myself, were in kindergarten. Oh, I made Russian shashlik, shish kebabs. But we had to get Mom from the residence out to this rented cottage. An account from Dave, listen. 2 summers ago, Ron, Carolyn, and I were visiting Mom for summer relax vacation. During that time, Mom and I were sitting on the couch in a rental cottage living room. Anytime someone is 89, you know time may be limited. Living in BC, I don't have the opportunity to see family in Ontario that much. There was a quiet time. And I simply asked Mom if she knew she was going to heaven. She said, "I hope so." I said, "Wouldn't it be nice to know?" She said, "Yes." I told her that salvation through Jesus is a gift. All you have to do is ask. I then asked Mom if she wanted to know for sure. She said, yes. I prayed with her. Her head was bowed. Jesus, I want to know I'm going to heaven. And be with my family forever. Please forgive me for all my sins. Thank you that you took care of those on the cross for me. I ask you to come into my heart now and secure my future with you forever. Amen. This was two summers ago. This is my closest recollection. I did the praying. Mom agreed and prayed silently with me. She had tears. So that's the question. Are you more certain? That's David's testimony. And we believe, based on confession of faith, that she has the needed entrance, the white robes of Jesus' righteousness credited to her account, so that when she finished the turkey, before dessert, she has the wedding feast of the Lamb. Where are you? Second, prepare for the last act of faith. Okay, Ron, what's the last act of faith? Well, you know that. It's the challenge that Mom had after the turkey before dessert. We're to live by faith, but the faith for living is the faith to die by. So you exercise, you train yourself. You want to do piano, you want to do athletics, you're training yourself. We're to walk by faith. We don't control. God controls everything. God controls. How are we doing? How are you doing? Prepare for the last act of faith. I had prepared 30 meditations from a devotional, and I took the book, and I took the page numbers. I wanted to fortify Mom. I wanted to gasoline in the Mitsubishi. I wanted to give her Slavic spiritual food, well, biblical food. I wanted to fortify her for her last act of faith. Day minus five, that means 5 days before she was gone. Last call. I remember I said three things. That our citizenship is not here. Mom, your home is not here. I'm not thinking of the Philippians text. Secondly, I said, you can talk with Jesus 24/7. You call me, answer machine. Jesus is the Savior. And then the third thing, of course, I love you. Well, the big question, getting out of bed tomorrow, ending life, blinking, and alive for eternity, are you more certain? Two, preparing for the last act of faith. And then present decisions. Brothers and sisters, what is on your plate? What's before you? You may be wrestling with some sin and plotting some specific sin, and you're in turmoil. You may have unreconciled relationships that are eating away at you. You may have some issue here at Grace Chapel that's on the front plate. You may have a promotion offered to you. You may be considering a change of job. A major expense. You may be considering a big purchase. Should you sell your house, downsize? What about Christian ministry opportunities? Wisdom, the right ordering of our pilgrimage earthly life, as you would going on a trip. You don't take the kitchen sink. Why? You're a traveler. Motel, you don't remodel with thousands of dollars. No, you're traveling. What do I need for? Okay, here are some questions and then I'll close. Will such and such, so you're considering some decision, will this help or hinder my main purpose, which is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever? Will this particular decision, action, further or hinder my spiritual discernment and judgment. 3. Will such and such bring me nearer to God or farther from Him, the fountain of all goodness? Will this bring peace or sorrow at the last day? Will this commend me more or less to God? Will this be the judgment? Here's a good one. Will this be the judgment I make of it at death? If I choose to do this, I'm revealing my priorities, my values. Now, at death, will I have that same thinking? Will such and such agree with lessons I've learned by former experience, especially what was best in the worst of times? Will such and such be the judgment of holy people whom I know are led by the Spirit, who have had no interest in any possible future benefit to me? No conflict of interest, in other words. Is that the judgment of wise believers? Last, will such and such an action decision be the judgment of Him who judges justly? Mother's Day text. Man, born of a woman, is a few days full of trouble. He springs up like a flower, withers away, cut down. Fleeting shadow, does not endure, doesn't continue. Those things preach to us every day, right? Flowers, grass, shadows, for good. For trusting Christ, for wise living. May God enrich your lives and give you the best Mother's Day today. Our Mother's Day was a week ago Saturday. Carolyn and I, microphone, Lake Huron behind us. I said, Carolyn, thanks for joining me for our Mother's Day. Oh, by the way, we have some friends and family. Thank you for joining us on our Mother's Day. Then I thought, Mom's Day was the Sunday before. That was her best Mother's Day. For the believer, the best day is the last day. And I'm going to arrange a call with David and Carolyn later today. It'll be the strangest and first and different Mother's Day. We've experienced God's blessing on your birthday. She sent this for my birthday in March. Dear Ron, have a great birthday. Best wishes always. Love, Mom. Last card. Left this with Linda when I left that special Sunday. Mom, phone number. Carolyn, phone number. Her 91st birthday, I had 3 flowers sent from our 3 children. And the florist wrote this. I found this in Mom's room. And again, many of you have experienced this with departed loved ones. Happy 91st birthday from the 15 of us, Ron and Linda, Angela and family, Donna and family, Adam and family, with the love of Jesus. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for this text in the context of Job, who knew his Redeemer lives. Thank you for conquering death, guaranteeing us a place in heaven. Thank you for the citizenship rights you grant your people. I pray a blessing on each one of us. Thank you for our earthly mothers. Thank you for, in history, Eve, the mother of all living, and how the seed of that woman bruised the serpent's head. Thank you for the victory of Christ over this world. Grant us wisdom. Grant us wise decision-making in the things right before us. Move each here to settle that question of rising after the last breath compared to tomorrow morning from bed. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been great being with you.